Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Treetop protest. Activists mark 4 years of tree sitting at Fall Creek. They're still there, on plywood platforms and under blue tarps, watching the forest from the treetops and waiting for word that their efforts have paid off. It was 4 years ago today when two young men climbed 180 feet up an old-growth Douglas fir in the Willamette National Forest to block plans to log 96 acres of timber. Protesters say they've been there every day since, making it the longest continuous tree sit in old growth in the Northwest. It really tells you something about the commitment of these guys to protect what's left of nature and the old-growth forests on public land, said James Johnson of the Cascadia Wildlands Project, a Eugene, Oregon-based environmental group. I know they'll be out there another 4 years if that's what it takes. The battle, already marked by blockades, arrests, and lawsuits, is expected to rage on. The U.S. Forest Service has set aside 70% of the Clarksdale area to protect habitat for the red tree vole, a nocturnal, fir-needle-munching rodent that lives in the upper reaches of old Douglas fir trees and is a staple of the northern spotted owl's diet. Still, activists say there's nowhere near ready to abandon their perches and roadblocks. We want, of course, to defend this until the sale is canceled, one of the tree sitters said this week at the camp. Unsure what will happen or when, the protesters plan to hold their ground in the Fall Creek watershed about 25 miles east of Eugene, Oregon. In the first year, the Clarksdale and the protest it spawned led to repeated confrontations between activists and Forest Service officers. In the last couple of years, officials mostly have left them alone, but the activists are still ready for a showdown. Approaching the area, visitors encounter crude roadblocks along the twisting spur roads leading to the stands marked for logging. Activists built them from rocks and branches, hoping to slow down anyone who drives in to try and remove them or dismantle their camps. The area is just starting to dry out after weeks of wet weather. A few patches of fresh snow remain in the shadows of towering fir and hemlock. From late fall to early spring, a skeleton crew keeps watch. Fewer than 10 protesters were seen on a visit earlier this week, but someone is always there. Up one tree in a dense stand of old growth, a woman played the flute. On a steep slope in a younger stand of trees, a young man calling himself Tay offered some of the food he prepared more than 100 feet up the trunk of a fir. After spending time at Eagle Creek Timber Sale near Portland, before it was canceled recently, Tay made his way to Eugene. He guessed he had been at Clark for about 3 weeks. The stand of 150-year-old trees he watched over makes up the bulk of the remaining 29 acres set for cutting, but Tay argued that it serves as an important slice of forest for wildlife migrating between old-growth stands fragmented by a patchwork of clear-cuts. So this is in need of staying intact, he said, and it's still in need of a chance to get older. Fruit Fly, a soft-spoken man with a thick, dark beard, pointed to a tree in the stand that supports a tree vole nest. The Forest Service labeled the nest inactive, which doesn't prompt a protective buffer, but he believes otherwise. Either way, it shows that much is left to be learned about where the animal lives and what it needs to survive, he said. Every inactive nest could very well become active, so what's the reason to cut it? Fruit Fly, in base camp this day, also has taken his turn on the donut-shaped platform suspended by ropes high up in the trees. Its lonely duty in the wind and rain and cold can make it bleak, but he also finds it refreshing and rewarding. Things move a lot slower and you're kind of living in accordance with the trees and nature and the animals and observing rather than observing traffic lights and horns and cars and lights and stuff, he said. In the upper canopy itself, there's a whole different type of ecosystem. For now, there appears to be no quick conclusion to the standoff. The timber industry has filed suit in federal court in Eugene, Oregon, challenging the legality of the Forest Service's Wildlife Survey and Management Program. Environmentalists have filed their own lawsuit in Seattle, where decisions have tended to favor their causes. I'm disappointed that our political leaders haven't fixed this problem, said Johnson of Cascadia Wildlands Project, but I'm not surprised that the public is still willing to clearly put their lives on the line to protect places like this. The story was written by Scott Maben of the Register Guard. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.